Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. For which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Amen. And with our Bibles remained open, let us commit this time to the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you how beautiful it is. The words are so precious. And Father, now as we turn to the proclamation of your word, we ask that you would speak to us this morning. Lord, we pray that we be pointed to Jesus. Lord, we pray that we'll learn more about prayer today, this wonderful gift that you have given us. Oh, Father, teach us. Lord, take anything away that is of fallen man. We pray that you, the living God, would speak into our hearts through the Holy Spirit this day, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know God as your Heavenly Father? If you do, pray continually. Last week, Ben took us through the first six verses of Matthew chapter 7. In verses 1 to 5, Jesus tells us not to judge others. Last week, we were challenged to consider, are we critically judgmental? We were challenged to consider our relationships with our neighbours, our relationships with fellow human beings. Are we so focused on other people's business, lifestyle and sin that we do not realise there is a log in our own eyes, that there is sin in our own lives? If we're honest, our fallen human nature loves putting other people down. What do we like to say? Look at them running to church with the Bible under their arm. If people only knew what they were up to through the week, if people only knew about their lifestyle, if people only knew about their past, why do we do and say things like this? I believe it is to deflect and hide the sin that is in our own life. Let me say that again. I believe it is to deflect and hide the sin that is in our own life. Why do we love watching programs like Jeremy Kyle, Judge Ringer, and Jerry Springer? To make ourselves feel good. After watching an hour of it, you say to yourself, my life isn't too bad compared to that lot. But Jesus tells us in verse 12, that whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. In verse 6, Ben showed us how Jesus teaches us that we need to judge and discern those who are pigs and dogs. Jesus tells us not to throw pearls at pigs. Do not give dogs what is holy. Jesus is telling us, as his followers, we need to discern when it is appropriate to share the gospel message with people and when it's more proper to remain silent. Dogs and pigs are those who continually reject the gospel. What a huge responsibility Jesus is giving to us, his followers. Do you know God as your Heavenly Father? If you do, pray continuously. This week I've been asking myself, how does verses 7 to 11 fit in with Jesus' teaching last week in verses 1 to 6 and verse 12, which we will look at in more depth next week? At first glance, you would nearly think verse 12 should come after verse 6. We make this mistake, I believe, when we believe that the main point of the Sermon on the Mount is all about human relationships. And you might be saying to yourself, Campbell, come on, look at how many sermons you and Ben have preached over the last few months about our relationships with other people, judging others, giving to the needy, loving your enemy, retaliation, oaths, divorce, lust, and anger. However, time and time again in the Sermon on the Mount, there is a continuous thread been woven through which is challenging us of our need to have a relationship with God the Father. I believe that Jesus' main point in the Sermon on the Mount is that we need to know God to be able to fulfill Jesus' teaching in this sermon. Jesus is calling his disciples and us to such a high standard of living. We as fallen human beings in our own can never achieve to fulfill such a high standard. Where on earth can we find the resources necessary to live out the high standards that Jesus calls us to? Matthew 7 verse 7 tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Who do we need to ask? God. Who do we need to seek? God. Whose door do we need to be continually knocking? God. We need God to be able to fulfill Jesus' teaching in this sermon. We need a relationship with the Heavenly Father. We need to be able to call him our Heavenly Father. And this sermon points us out time and time again that we need to know God as our Father. Let me take you through the sermon. Matthew 5 verse 6 tells us, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5 verses 44 to 45 says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5 verse 48 states, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 6 1 states, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 6 verse 4 says, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you. Matthew 6 verse 6, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6 verse 8, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Matthew 6 verse 14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6 verse 18, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Verse 11 today, what's it say here? Verse 11, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? To fulfill Jesus' teaching in this sermon in our daily lives, we need to know God as our Father. This morning, do you know God as your Father? Today, are you a child of God? Maybe you're here this morning and you're asking yourself, how can I become a child of God? How do I know if I am a child of God? The reality is that we are not born as children of God. We are born as an enemy of God, dead in our sin. John 1:12 tells us how we can become a child of God. It says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. This morning, Have you received God into your life as your heavenly Father? Have you believed in the name of His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who came into this earth and took on human flesh and was sinless, was holy, was that holy, precious, sacrificial Lamb on the cross of Calvary for our sins? Have you asked God to be your heavenly Father? Have you confessed your sin to Him? Have you asked the author of this sermon to become the Lord and King and Savior of your life? Do you come here this morning to praise God for the new life that He has given you through Jesus Christ and the sanctifying work and guide of the Holy Spirit, which enables you to die to sin daily and to live for Christ? Do you know God as your heavenly Father? If you do, pray continuously. As followers of Jesus, everything we need to fulfill Jesus' teaching is found in God. That is why in verse 7, Jesus commands us to do three things. Jesus calls us to ask, to seek, and to knock. These words in the Greek are present imperatives, which mean that they are commands which we are to do continually. We are to do them all the time. Verse 7 says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Jesus is calling us, His followers, to be a people who are continually in prayer, asking God, seeking God, and persevering with God. Jesus in verse 7 promises us that if you ask, it will be given to you. If you seek, you will find. And if you knock, it will be opened to you. In verse 8, Jesus reaffirms what He has already said in verse 7. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. So what are we asking God for? We pray to God, telling Him that in and of ourselves, our situation is hopeless. We on our own can never fully fulfill Jesus' teaching in this Sermon on the Mount, because we are a fallen human people. We are a people in our own nature who are not meek. We do not hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are not pure in heart. We are not merciful. We are not naturally peacemakers. We love to be angry, to retaliate, to hate our enemy. We're happy judging others. We are to ask God to forgive us for our unrighteousness. And we are to ask for His righteousness through Christ. We ask Him to give us a pure and clean heart. We ask God to give us the ability through His Holy Spirit daily to die to sin. We ask for what we do not have, and it will be given to us. We are called to humble ourselves before a holy and just God. We are called to repent of our pride and humbly ask God to provide for our spiritual needs. We place our faith in God alone through Jesus. This is not just how we begin the Christian life, but it's how we are to continually live out the Christian life. We are to ask, 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 and God promises that we will receive. So can we ask God for anything and expect to receive it? If I asked God for £1 million, should I expect to receive it? You all are listening now. I'll save all your knee joints between now and next week. No. No. James 4, 2 and 3 tells us you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your own passions. We are only to pray and ask what is accordingly to the will of Almighty God. God's desire is that we would live holy and blameless lives through Jesus. What are we seeking God for? To seek God means that we are going to act on what we ask God for. The action of asking is to seek, to look for, to find it. As followers of Jesus, we want to seek God. We want to earnestly pray and seek and to know God's will for our lives. If we pray asking God to give us a greater knowledge and understanding of his holy inspired word, this then will lead us to the action of opening up the Bible, opening up God's word to examine and search for its truth and meaning. God promises to respond to those who seek him. Jeremiah 29:13 tells us, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Lamentations 3:25 states, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him." Matthew 6:33, a verse we looked at a few weeks ago, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This morning, are you here as someone who has a heart to seek God? God's word to us this morning is, be a seeker. Jesus promises us that those who seek God will find him. Those who seek God will desire to live in harmony with God's will. What does Jesus mean by the word knock? Jesus is calling us to pray with perseverance. When we go to someone's house, you knock the door. And if you know they're in, you will keep knocking and knocking until someone comes to the door. The longer you wait, the more impatient you get, and the harder and the louder you knock. I watch this program, and I make Rachel watch it too so she doesn't get me into debt. If you can't pay, we'll take it away. And you know, when the bailiffs come to the door, they start knocking, but eventually they'll stick their boot through the door. You knock in the hope that the door is going to be open. You knock in the hope that you're going to get a response. Jesus commands us to persevere in knocking, in praying. Luke 11:5-8 provides us with a picture of biblical knocking. Listen to what it says. Jesus says to them, "Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me, the door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, because of his perseverance, he will rise and give him whatever he needs." Here we see how a man's reluctance to get out of his bed is overcome. He gets up and meets the plea of his neighbor because of his friend's perseverance. How much more can we expect God's ready response when we ask, when we seek, and when we knock? We are promised 6 times in Matthew 7:7-8 that if we obey the command to seek, knock, to ask, seek, and knock, that our Heavenly Father will respond. In verse 8, Jesus strengthens this promise by the words, "Everyone who asks will receive, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened." Jesus is saying that all who obey this command in their prayers will receive an answer. However, it doesn't promise that you'll receive the answer that you expected or wanted. Do you know God as your Heavenly Father? If you do, pray continually. In verses 9-10, Jesus gives us 2 illustrations of a son asking his earthly father for food. It says, "Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?" Unbelievable, isn't it? What's this carry on about? It would be totally unthinkable for an earthly father, even though he is a fallen and evil creature, to do something so cruel. Such an act of deception is totally unthinkable. What father in their right mind would give their son a stone instead of bread? It would be no good to them. It would not fulfill their need. That would be like me giving Abigail her dummy instead of the 5 ounces of milk that she is crying for. And if I'd done that and you seen me doing that, you'd been the way, you'd be saying some of those things I said at the start, you'd be on the phone to Childline to report me, because I would be an irresponsible parent. Who in their right mind would do something as stupid and as cruel? No right thinking man. What father would give a child a serpent instead of a fish? A serpent that would be full of poison and would kill even maybe the son. No right thinking man. As fathers, we would give our very last breath to protect every single hair that is on our children's heads. In verse 11, we have what I call the punchline. It says, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who seek him?" If our earthly Father would not seek to harm and disappoint us, how much more then does our heavenly Father not disappoint us? He will give us good things. He will give good things to his children who ask him. He will only give you what is according to his will, as he will never give you anything that is bad, anything that's bad or is going to harm you. For those of us who know God as our heavenly Father, God's word to us today is that he loves us as his children, and he cares for us, but he calls us to ask him to meet our needs. He calls us to ask him. God's word to us is that we are to be continuously in prayer, asking, seeking, and knocking to our heavenly Father. We are to be persistent in prayer. As followers of Jesus, we can rest assured that God, our Father, in his grace, mercy, and lavish love will answer our prayers according to his will in providing us with the solutions, the needs to overcome the problems that we face with our fellow neighbour and the difficulties that arise from seeking to fulfil Jesus' teaching throughout the Sermon on the Mount. How should we respond? Well, I should believe that we should respond in awe that a holy and just God would want to listen to a wretched sinner like you and I, to hear our prayers and to answer them, to meet our needs according to his will alone. Wow. Amen. Let's pray.